All right, so I'm eating right now. I just got off work. I'm starting this podcast out a little bit different than how I usually do just because I'm starving. I need to eat, but success is doing what you don't want to do when you know that you should be doing it. And, you know, sorry, you guys. I just worked a 12-hour day. I worked my ass off because no matter what work you're doing, no matter what job you're in, you should always work your ass off. No matter how much you might not quite enjoy what you're doing or love what you're doing, and you might know that it's time for you to move on. It's one of those things where I think that you gotta go do it. You still have to give your full effort no matter what you're doing, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. Like, I don't have to be doing this podcast. I don't have to be creating this podcast right now. I could do it tomorrow, and because this podcast isn't even, like, I'm batching, so I'm actually getting ahead of the schedule, so technically I don't really have to do a podcast right now. It's just, I think that it's important for me to do it, for me to actually document my journey of what I'm doing, because, like, if you really want something, you're going to have to work hard for it. And, you know, you might not want to get, you know, you might not want to create that podcast. You might not want to edit that video. It's just, if you really want to have that change, you actually want to live the life that you say you want to live. You actually want to have real estate, have cash flow, have an income coming in, have online coaching, like do all these things that you want to do. And that means you have to do things that you're not necessarily willing to do every single day. Yet you get yourself to do it because success leaves clues. And what success is success is doing things that you don't want to do when you know that you should, when you don't want to do them. So like me waking up at 4:30, like I actually really like it. I feel more energized, more awake going to the gym first thing in the morning. Just after getting off gym today, or not gym, after work today, I was kind of like, you know, I was just kind of come home and be like, I don't want to, I was like, you know, I could just sit at home, I could watch TV, I could eat my dinner and watch YouTube. It's just, I knew if I did that, then I'd go back down that rabbit hole. The rabbit hole of video after video after video. Because I haven't watched YouTube videos in 4 days, 5 days, because I've been so busy. When I'm eating my meals now, I'm eating them in front of my computer. I'm editing a video. I'm trying to found time. And that's why I have to do this podcast right now while I'm eating dinner, is because, like, I didn't want to do this, but I knew that it was the thing that I needed to do. Because if I want to actually do something meaningful, I actually want to have levels of success, then, like, I want to get ahead of the game. I want to do more than anybody else out there. So people that are waking up at 4 or 5 a.m., you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wake up even later, or earlier, I guess it would be, even earlier than that, get my day started. You have no idea how much better my days feel. I don't feel like jacking off. I don't feel like watching YouTube. I don't feel like watching TV. Like, my days feel better. And that's why after getting off work, like, I wasn't thrilled about having to stay for 12 hours at, I mean, it was in the sun. I was tired. I was starting to become a little lethargic. Like, it's my bedtime in like 35 minutes or so. Like, I've been going since 3:30. It's just 3:20. I've been going since 3:20 a.m. this morning. And, like, I still feel good. I still feel like I have energy. I still feel like I can accomplish a lot more. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm like, you know what? If I have to eat and make a podcast, so be it. And this is what I do. Like, I try and make the most out of my time no matter where the time is at. I'm starting to realize, like, I can't be doing what I think other people want me to do. I just got to do what I know best. Because if I'm doing what I think other people want me to do and talk about and say, then it's not really me. It's not me being authentic. So, like, me having that intro and the music and everything like that is, like, you know, that's not really me. I just want to have a conversation. I want to inspire somebody. I just want to be like, I just want somebody to have one takeaway that completely changes the way they view the world. Kind of like how that happened for me. Like, I read the one thing I read the book and I realized that you could get a lot done in 4 hours. And I always felt like I did that as a kid. Like I always did that as a kid. I always tried to find the most efficient way to do something. And if that meant that I got done 2, 4, 6, 8 hours before everybody else, I got done early. I had more time to do what I wanted to do. And that's why I batch my podcast. That's why I batch my Instagram content. That's why I batch my Anchor podcast as well. It's because when you do that, you get ahead of the game. You're doing more than any other person is. So it's like, I'm over here. I'm over here just eating my dinner. I found the time to make the podcast. Like I said, I didn't have to do this. I could have just sat, chilled, relaxed. But no, I'm over what I'm doing right now at work. Not that I love doing this. I love creating this content. I have a few views coming in, which, you know, maybe I need to change my strategy. I'm not sure. Changing my strategy probably would be best. But no. Like, if you really want something, you'll find a way to get it. If that means having to do podcasts while you eat, if that means that you have to wake up early to get in the gym workout, if that means you have to go to yoga at 6 a.m. and do things that challenge yourself, then you actually get more done. Because when you start to become comfortable, you start to become complacent. When you become complacent, you don't actually start move forward. So that's why I'm always continually challenging myself every single day. No matter what it is, from waking up to eating to sleeping to exercise, I'm always challenging myself in one way or another. If I'm not challenging myself, then I'm not growing. If I'm not being uncomfortable in one way or another, then I'm not growing. Like, I don't have to be eating chicken and potatoes every single night. Like, I don't have to be eating that. I could be having a cake. I could be having chips. I could be having anything, but I don't, because I'm like, you know, I've built the discipline in myself to be able to say, hey, you know what? This is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at. This is the process that I have to go through. This is the process towards success. I haven't had anybody tell me like, no, Caleb, you're not doing it right. Well, like, you know what? You're going to be wealthy. You're going to do really well. You're going to succeed. You're going to reach every single goal that you want to reach. And I'm like, wow, thank you. Thank you. That means so much. I don't feel like I'm doing it right all the time. Half the time, I have no idea what I'm doing. It's just I'm learning through the process, because the past 2 years, well, I guess it's actually 3 years now, I wouldn't say haphazardly, but I was haphazardly going through life. I wasn't actually creating. I was just consuming, but I think you have to consume at the beginning before you can create. That's just my personal opinion. It's a good day, though. Like, as more time goes along, as more time comes in, you start learning, you start growing, you start shifting your ideas, you start making audibles, you start, I don't know, I think success will come. I actually have a very good feeling success will come. I'm going to get some clients, I'm going to start coaching. I don't know. A lot of it just comes down to challenge. That's what it is. A lot of it comes down to challenge. Are you challenging yourself every single aspect? Like, when I was a kid, I didn't do it. I didn't challenge myself. Not as much as I do now. Like, yeah, when I was in a job, like when I was delivering newspapers, working at Pizza Hut, working at TradeSmart, when I was doing work as a kid, like, yeah, I would work hard on the job, but like I wasn't challenging myself to the extent that I challenge myself to now. Like, I was just watching TV. I was binge-watching Netflix. I was binge-watching Breaking Bad. I was binge-watching Supernatural. Like, I was binge-watching One Piece. Binge-watched some Naruto. No, not Naruto. Bleach, I believe, was what it was. Like, I binge-watched so much anime and just cartoons and Netflix. And I watched a lot of Achievement Hunter and Let's Plays. And I did, like, This was all throughout school. This was all throughout my university life. It was all right, but there was no meaning to it. There was no substance. There was, I remember tears dropping down my face at night. I remember that. And me, but at the time, I don't know, I didn't have the courage to change what I was doing. I think courage is huge. I think courage can be a big part. Can be a very big part of what we do and how we do it. You gotta be courageous. You have to make your move, you have to make your step. You have to go say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I'm doing, and this is where I'm going. You gotta have a clear direction. You can do multiple things, I think. Especially if you go full force into those multiple things and you give them each 4 hours, because it's like you can get a lot done in 4 hours without a distraction. Like a lot. It's just, man, it comes down to challenge. Like, oh, I need water. Comes down to challenging yourself. Like, you got to ask yourself, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want success? How hungry are you? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to change about yourself to actually be able to reach the goals that you want to reach? Are you willing to get coaching? Are you willing to have help? What are you willing to do to actually be able to live the life that you want to live? You gotta know. I think that's all I got, though. I finished eating. I think I'm gonna make some mac and cheese because I'm still hungry. I gotta go to bed in like 30 minutes. We'll see about that, though. We'll see.
Because I'm planning on going to yoga tomorrow morning. I don't know, dude. My eyes are tired. I'm tired. But I'm still going for it.
I'm going to go for it every single day until I make it. That will do it. Sorry about that for losing the audio, but yeah, if somebody's ever going to beat me in confidence, work ethic, I want a lot. I'll work twice as hard. I'll go through the motions with them, and I'll do it. I'll meet them at the top, and then I'll surpass them. It's as simple as that. I think competition's good. I think it's the best thing that could ever happen to us. I really do, because now that I have competition, that I actually have somebody that's actually doing it in my life, that's one of my good friends, shit's changing, though. Shit is changing. So remember that. Surround yourself with people that are actually doing or actually have the wealth or the freedom that you are striving for, and outcompete them, outwork them. See what happens. See how much farther you get ahead. See how much more you can make. See how much more freedom you can gain. And try it. Give it a go. See what happens. You might surprise yourself. All right. Yeah. Hope you guys liked this episode. I know it was a little different. I don't know. It was a good little conversation. I enjoyed it. Maybe it was a little all over the place. And I was eating. So sorry about that. Kind of. I was hungry. I'm still hungry. I want to make some mac and cheese, which is going to take like 7 minutes. Upload this video for next for Friday. I'll upload this video for Friday. So, you know, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. If you have any big plans, you know, let me know. I like to hear what you guys are doing. I really do. I enjoy hearing. I read all the comments, and right now there's zero. So, not a whole lot to read, but hey, you know, I'll get there. I have no doubt about that. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. And I'm ready. I'm ready for excellence. It's coming to me. I'm going to have more money than I've ever had before. I'm attracting wealth. I'm attracting fame. I'm attracting power. Like, everything's coming to me now more than ever before because I'm actually putting in the work. I'm actually saying no to certain things and yes to other things. And I'm grateful for it. I absolutely love it. I hope you guys do have a wonderful weekend. And I guess I'll talk to you guys on Monday. I don't know what about, though. I thought about maybe 9 to 5. I don't know. I'll figure something out. I don't know if the pauses work for you guys, but I just like keeping it simple and basic and just to the point because I think that's where my most true authentic self comes in. If that means that it takes me longer to get there, then that's cool. That's how some of my best relationships are built. Some of my best friendships are built too, is by taking the time, the patience to understand the person instead of just doing the quick little fix that everybody else is doing. Like asking the right questions. That's one. But I want to make my mac and cheese. So CBQ out later. Outros are weird, man.